This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So in 2016, there were a couple case studies of these women going temporarily blind on their cell phone. And doctors in the ER had thought that they might have been having TIAs or transient ischemic attacks or mini strokes. And this term, smartphone blindness, started to be used. This was back in 2016. I wrote an article on it in June of that year. And we really haven't heard of that many cases. Well, last month, there was a gentleman in China who was playing video games for an extended period of time at night, and he suffered from what they believe was a quote-unquote eye stroke or smartphone blindness. The difference between that and the 2016 cases is he literally suffered a stroke. He literally suffered a clot to his eye. Well, it really didn't hit the news. I don't know what everybody was talking about a month ago, but nobody talked about this. Until today, we have another case of a woman in China, again, temporarily blinded by her smartphone. She had a stroke in her eye, but this time it was a bleed. So it's time to talk about what the hell is going on here with our smartphones. What's the common denominator? These people are on their phone for extended periods of time at night on their smartphone. And in China. So I'm not sure. I don't know how to put that in there. But where we need to kind of discuss and where we need to start dissecting is, are our pathologies that we're going to start getting with phones going to be more and more scary? And if you could get a clot or a bleed in the eye, can you also get a regular stroke? Now, so what's a stroke? A stroke is lack of blood flow to a part of the body, most notably the brain. So when you hear, yeah, great-grandfather had a stroke, or my grandmother had a stroke, or you're going to give your grandmother a stroke, there's two major types of stroke. You got the ischemic stroke, where you lose blood flow to the brain, either by a clot or, vessel damage or blood flow can't get to a certain part of the brain. That's the more common, an ischemic stroke. Then you have the hemorrhagic stroke where there's a bleed. And if you bleed and blood is going all over the brain but not into it, that's considered a stroke also. So you can have a hemorrhagic stroke or you can have an ischemic or a clot stroke. So when you hear this term eye stroke, it's either a clot or a bleed that prevents blood flow to part of the eye. In this particular case, it's the retina. And the retina, I don't know if you guys know camera and photography, but the lens, you know, light comes through the lens and you have a lens in your eye. And you have the pupil that kind of opens the frame and shortens the frame. You know, for me with cameras, I need like wide angle, you know, zoom. So sometimes my pupils really dilate because I'm looking in the mirror and they're like, okay, wait, we got to get all of that into view. But anyway, so with the lens, the image comes through. It gets inverted. It goes back to the retina. We talked about nearsighted and short-sighted and long and far-sighted people. Depending on the image, may sometimes hit it too short or hit it too long, and it gets blurry. Which is why glasses add that refraction so that you can bring that image back to the retina. So here's a retina. Sometimes the image comes here. Sometimes the image comes here. We need the image to hit it right to be in perfect focus. So we'll have glasses over here in front of the lens to fix that. But this retina whether you have glasses or not, that retina is important. And if you lose your retina, if you lose blood flow to that retina, you're screwed. And so in this one case with this one woman, she was on her cell phone, had a bleed. They called it Valsalva retinopathy. So she had a bleed. Valsalva is where you kind of increase pressure when you poop, or when you take a deep breath, or when you cough, pass gas, Valsalva. Well, anyway, they think that's how she might have blown her vessel. I don't know if she was on the potty at the time. We don't have that report. And the other gentleman, he just got a clot to the retina. If you don't have blood supply to the retina, or if that retina detaches, which has also been linked to cell phone use, that retina can't focus images and you could go blind. Now, from what we understand, these cases are temporary, but it could be permanent. You lose blood flow for an extended period of time to the retina, and it is so highly sensitive with its cones and rods and specialized cells, it basically then sends signal to your optic nerve, and the optic nerve sends it to the brain to help you come up with your image. So it's a fantastic network. It's brilliantly designed by God or Mother Nature, but it's delicate, and so we can't screw with it. So why would smartphones do this to us? Well, maybe it's because, you know, your eyes are built the way they were supposed to be accustomed to in caveman days. You had your cave, you had your sunlight, you had your darkness. You weren't supposed to have artificial light. Also, we're staring at our Candy Crush, or we're staring at our Facebook, or we're staring at, you know, whatever we're reading in bed. Sometimes when I go to bed, I need instructions, right? I'm like, honey, wait a second, let me learn how to do this right. So yeah, I bring my cell phone to bed so I could learn, study up. Sometimes I'll have a YouTube video going, nope, you gotta do it this way. But, you know, these things are not what our eyes were designed for. So what do you do to protect your eyes and prevent your eyes from being overly strained and then putting you at risk for retinal detachment or a possible ischemic, you know, stroke to the eye or a hemorrhage? So we recommend, one, use bigger font. That's what I do. I use a bigger font so I don't have to work too hard to strain to read. The other is try not to be always looking at the light. Maybe use a blue light filter. But the big thing we always recommend is the 20/20/20 rule. So with 20/20/20 rule, you basically, every 20 minutes of use, you look away and you stop. And you look at something 20 feet away, and you do that for about 20 seconds. So that's the 20/20/20 rule. And it's not going to prevent blindness or stroke or all this other stuff that we think could be related to smartphone use. But every 20 minutes, just stop, look at something 20 feet away, and then do that for about 20 seconds. A lot of us do that with TV or with something else. I don't know, maybe look at your radio. But I think we spend too much time. They say, you know, try to blink a lot. A lot of us, we don't blink, so we get dryness in the eye. That also can cause strain. But our smartphones are already giving us bad necks and issues with our thumbs and our wrists. So it's no wonder we have issues with our eyes.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We'll keep you guys posted with what's going on with the impeachment hearings. Apparently right now, in Washington, we have the live impeachment hearings. I know some people are very, very excited about these because we haven't seen an impeachment of a president since Bill Clinton, and people have been just egging to do this to Trump. The other side is thinking you guys are just wasting time, and personally, I think this actual impeachment, campaign is actually going to hurt Democrats if they end up not having the proof that they claim they need. and they wasted all this time and taxpaying dollars, I think it could really, really hurt them for the next election. However, I guess the plan is for them to get Trump impeached before the next election. So I really don't want to waste too much time on it. Until I know more about what's going on, we'll keep you guys posted. I don't know if you guys ever watch these live hearings. I like to watch the people behind the speakers because you see them either picking their nose or playing on their cell phone or whatever. Then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, great, the camera's on me. And then they're like, okay, well, I need to look forward and because I'm going to be on camera. And that's the problem when you're on camera. And then you're like, you have to look like you're really interested in the like right now there's somebody, counsel speaking. I'm not sure who's counsel, which side, but he's speaking. So the people behind need to look like they are paying attention and really intently listening. There's some bow ties in the audience. There's a couple people looking like they're asleep. I mean, it looks like a lot of hustle and bustle. You know, everybody's kind of looking really, really determined. I don't think anybody really understands what all the charges are and what was going on, you know, and even I had to even, you know, spell impeachment. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But this campaign or witch hunt or, I don't know, this united front to get Trump out of office. I just don't know, guys, if that's exactly, you know, be careful what you wish for. I'm a little worried about Trump leaving office. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little worried. Okay? Because if we get anybody who's a weenie in office, or somebody who doesn't know economy, I think we're going to be in a lot of trouble. So if I were you guys, I would like, you know, just lay low. Okay, we got a bunch of things coming around the bend. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I understand it's all about politics, politics first. So, yeah. Okay, now let's talk about, so what are you and I worried about? Well, a big thing we're worried about is our privacy. We don't know what the hell is going on with Google, right? Google looking at our medical records, what's going on with our iPhones, are our smartphones listening to us, are our Apple Watches listening to us, are our Fitbits listening, you know. So we want to know what's going on there. Well, sometimes it's just very obvious that, you know, people are taking stuff from your phone. So get this. An Apple employee has been fired because he was fixing a woman's phone and there was a picture of an intimate nature she had taken for her boyfriend. I don't know if it was boobies, I don't know what it was, but there was a sexual picture on there. So he decided to text that picture to himself. This happened in an Apple store at the Valley Plaza in Bakersfield on November 4th. She had to get her phone screen repaired. When she got home, she noticed her text messages that the technician allegedly sent himself a picture from her phone. Now she's going to pursue legal action. Whoa. Whoa. Now, I don't know about you guys. I take a lot of pictures, you know, of the cats, selfies, whatever. I was in the shower, and the cat decided to come in to the shower and just sit there while I was in the shower. And I'm like, okay, I have never seen a cat like water. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to take a video. Now, you don't post anything that you don't want people to see. But there's a lot of pictures beforehand. And you're like, all right, I got to erase that one. I got to erase that one. I got to erase that one. Yeah, you don't erase it. Well, somebody could have access to that. I don't think anybody knows. Trust me. Nobody has seen any of the pictures of me in the shower. Because otherwise, there'd be a whole mass vomiting outbreak. I'm sure we'd all hear about that. But Gloria Fuentes went to the Apple Store at Valley Plaza November 4th to get her phone screen repaired. Fuentes made it to her appointment, gave her device to the technician, identified as Nick. He was messing around with it for quite a while. She said, I didn't really pay any mind to it because I just figured he's doing his job. So she wrote in a November 5th Facebook post stating she gave him her passcode twice during that time. Then she was given her phone back and told that she had to go to her phone company to get her device fixed. When she got home, she saw there was a message from her to an unsaved number, and then she went to cry. And she went on Facebook, and she is furious. She goes, no clue what he's going to do with them. She said the manager, She said she's pressing legal charges, and she doesn't know what's going to happen in terms of the pictures. Now, I'd like to just give people some advice, okay? Nothing is private on your phone. A lot of us send naked pictures of each other. I don't. I mean, if I wanted to send a naked picture of myself to my husband or any nudity, honestly, I'm afraid that if I ever show my husband what shoes I'm wearing, he's going to accidentally see the boob. So I'm just very, very careful not to, you know, do pictures of myself to that degree. Always have clothes on. But it just shows that there are people out there that are sick. And they like looking at nude pictures. Now, Jennifer Lopez came out in the news saying that a director once asked her to remove her top when she was off the set. And she claims that her Bronx came out and she ended up saying no. She said that he wanted to see my boobs. This is in the new issue of The Hollywood Reporter. She posed on the cover with Laura Dern, Scarlett Johansson, Renee Zellweger, Lupita Nyong'o. And she said she experienced sexual harassment. I think most of us in our life have. I was interviewing or auditioning for Singing Telegrams. And it was a company that I knew that did regular Singing Telegrams, where you could be dressed and dance a little bit and sing. Singing Telegrams used to still be big in the 80s and 90s. And so I auditioned. And then he said, take off your clothes. I'm like, what are you talking about? There was a room full of men. And he's like, well, we also do nude telegrams. And I go, no, thank you. I don't want to do that. So he goes, then you can't be hired. And I'm like, see ya. And I know people hear stories, and when it happens to you, I mean, I was really shaken up, and I was upset about it, but I moved on, and I, you know, just like she did and all that. But you do panic a little bit. Somebody tells you to do something. And when it's a man that is in power, you almost... Now, I would have never done it. I mean, I was so against taking off my clothes. But I was in a doctor's office, and this doctor had me completely undressed, told the nurse to leave, touched everything, and he didn't have to. That wasn't even his specialty. And so... You know, when I see this, you just kind of are reminded that there are some real, real bad people out there that just are pervs. Now, you know, we talk about how natural it is for people to want to see naked bodies, okay? Just because you watch porn doesn't necessarily mean you're a perv, okay? Just because you want to see a beautiful woman naked or a guy naked, you know, I mean, how many of us wanted to see Viggo Mortensen naked? Okay, I mean, does that mean we're perverted and we're evil? No. But when it gets to perversion, is when you do it without someone's permission. You know? When you're sneaking a peek, when you're doing a peeping Tom sort of thing. Or when you put yourself, when you are in a position of authority, whether you're a doctor, a director, whatever, and you make the person feel like they have to. Okay? And again, when it's not consensual. So, you know, anyway, she says, according to J-Lo, she said he wanted to see my boobs. She was on the, I forget which set she was on. She goes, I was like, we're not on set. And I said, no, I stood up for myself. But it was so funny, she said, because I remember being panicked in the moment. She said, and by the way, there was a costume designer in the room with me, so there was another woman in the room, and he says this, and I said, no. She said, luckily, a little bit of the Bronx came out, and I was like, I don't have to show you. No, on the set, you see him. So apparently, just, wow. Well, we're coming up on break. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This has is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with the president of Turkey at the White House. The president says he's not paying attention to the impeachment hearings.
I did not watch it. I'm too busy to watch it. It's a witch hunt. It's a hoax. I'm too busy to watch it. So I'm sure I'll get a report. There's nothing. I have not been briefed, no.
Republican Congressman from California, Devin Nunes, gets his chance to question Ambassador Bill Taylor in the impeachment hearings.
I believe it was the 2012 election when, at the time, President Obama leaned over on a hot mic to the then Russian president and said that he'd have to wait till after the election. Was that inflammatory to the Ukrainians also?
I don't know, sir.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't even know how to report this. Apparently, a gynecologist has come out saying that we need to tell women to stop using their electronic toothbrushes as sex toys. I had no idea that was a thing. I must really be naive. I would find that horribly scary. But Ann Henderson, a gynecologist, is asking women to avoid the practice. She said neither the handle nor the head are suitable for pleasuring oneself. Apparently, there's a new trend for women to do this. Electric toothbrushes. I had no idea. I just have a regular toothbrush. And I barely use that for my teeth like I'm supposed to. I wouldn't have even thought that there were multiple uses. So apparently, the vibration aspect of it, I guess, is the draw. And it could unfortunately lead to lacerations or trauma, maybe even burns, and it's not very hygienic. Various warnings from medics or doctors suggest that anything not specifically designed to go in or on the vagina should not be there. But apparently people don't listen. She said some people are trying to cure thrush with garlic or use parsley to try and control their periods. And I guess there's this big trend for people to stick things in there. The gynecologist has told The Sun that the toothbrushes should always be kept above the neck. Now, I don't think we've heard from the American Dental Association on the subject. I don't know if any dentists have any opinions on the matter. I'm going to side with the gynecologist and the dentist on this, where just above the neck when it comes to toothbrushes, please. They say the structure of the shape of the toothbrush, regardless of which part is used, could potentially injure, lacerate, cause trauma to the delicate vulval area, particularly the clitoris, especially if one has more aggressive cleaning heads. Aren't there some of these toothbrushes that have dual heads on there? Women posting on anonymous forums on Reddit claim to have enjoyed the practice. And so people read Reddit and then they decide to, yeah. I'm not sure exactly where we're going with this. It's really difficult for me who's been married for 20-some years. Okay, I got married in the 90s, late 90s, so I've been married almost 23 years now, okay? So when I hear that people are doing certain things, I'm like, really? That's new? Okay, I mean, we're talking a couple decades, okay? I mean, I've been married, and so, you know, you end up having a lot of headaches and falling asleep, and you aren't really into the new stuff. Electric toothbrushes started to get popular in the 70s and 80s, but they just exploded in the year 2000s. In fact, dentists recommended it. But, you know, now what's this with parsley and periods? Apparently in January 2019, women's magazine Mary Claire, there was a suggestion that parsley could induce periods. Women may want to make the period come sooner to, you know, prevent it falling on a honeymoon or Christmas break or whatever. And according to the article, parsley is an emmemagogue, or a substance that increases menstrual flow. I don't believe this works, though, people. They think the parsley will soften the cervix and level out hormone imbalances. Now, I would never, ever, and I think gynecologists would back me up on this one, ever suggest sticking a vegetable in there. Apple cider vinegar, people were using in 2017 to tighten their vaginas. Apparently, there were online blogs and forums encouraging women to do that. Not only can vinegar not, I guess, not only does that not work, but it can unfortunately mess up the bacteria that the vagina needs, right? To be a hostile environment, you need a certain bacteria. And it could also cause burning and irritation. So they say if you really want to increase your strength of the vagina or tone, perform pelvic floor exercises. Intimate washes has been used for decades, if not centuries. All right? Women who were afraid they'd get pregnant would try to wash out sperm, you know, by using certain substances, and people used anything acidic or basic cleaning materials, whatever. And or if they tried to treat a bacterial infection or fungal infection. And what people don't realize is a lot of sanitizing gels that we have nowadays you would think would be safe. Unfortunately, those could actually increase your risk of getting an STD or increase your risk of getting an infection. Gwyneth Paltrow had suggested jade eggs, on her lifestyle blog, Goop, she claimed that the $66 jade rocks help boost orgasms, vaginal muscle tone, hormone balance, and feminine energy. Apparently, clenching an egg inside you all day exercises the pelvic floor. Yet, gynecologists say you do not want to have something in there all day that could put you at risk for STDs or toxic shock. STDs by wear and tear on the wall, and toxic shock by bacteria getting on there and then not obviously leaving. Then vaginal scraping was brought as forth as a positive trend. I think this was Mel B. revealed that she would have the insides of her vagina scraped out and new tissue put inside after her bitter divorce from Stephen Belafonte. Apparently, this was unheard of until she spoke out, and people were like, oh, okay, I would love scraping. No. All right? You don't scrape any tissue. That could spread HPV, STDs. Bad, bad, bad. Then there's something called a bath bomb. Early 2019, people would use bath bombs. I'm not exactly sure what they are. I guess, are those for, you know, making your bath all, you know, bubbly? So, I think people take things for granted. Our bodies we take for granted, okay? And people do things to their body, and then nothing really seems to happen, or they heal, like Wolverine style. And so they're like, all right, I'm good. And what they don't understand is there could be long-term repercussions. And whenever you hear somebody undergo something, or suffer from something, you know, we as medical providers don't want to make them feel guilty that it was, like, for example, the ovarian cancer link to talcum powder. We don't want to tell a woman you should have never put talcum powder in your vagina or near there. We don't want to tell somebody that because they need to fight the cancer. And thinking that it was their fault makes it negative. You know, so we're, you know, we when somebody has cancer, you know, we make them feel like they're a victim. Same thing with smoking. If you have lung cancer after smoking 30 years, we don't, as a doctor, say, well, you shouldn't have smoked. We don't do that. Okay? We say, look, you know, you were a victim of nicotine addiction, you know, and we fight this. Okay? We are going to overcome. And you're going to quit smoking. Now, if they continue to smoke, then we're like, what the hell are you doing? And we smack you upside the head, figuratively. But if you're like, you know, look, I never smoked and did this to myself, you know, we say, look, a lot of things cause, you know, lung cancer. All right? You know, don't blame yourself. We always say, don't blame yourself. Because if you wallow in self-pity, you can't fight the cancer. But if you're sticking toothbrushes in your vagina and you come to me as a doctor and you end up having a laceration and then acquiring HIV, you know, because you had sex with somebody while you were, you know, had a lesion, open lesion, I'm going to say, it probably wasn't the best idea to stick a toothbrush in there. And toothbrushes, from what I hear, are supposed to be for your teeth. I might say something to that effect. I know. Am I brutal or am I brutal? 1-877-DOCTORELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever been to Venice? You need to go. If you don't have a bucket list, make a bucket list and put Venice on there. I thought Venice was spectacular. And believe it or not, not even my favorite city in Europe. I mean, I loved Rome. I loved Pompeii. I loved Lake Como. I thought Venice was so cool. We didn't spend as much time there as I wish we did, but it was phenomenal. And for it to be that phenomenal and still not my favorite city in the whole wide world, My favorite city in the whole wide world, Las Vegas, Nevada. It is. It is. But that's because I live here. That's the man. It's my stomping ground. But beautiful city. Well, when you go to Venice, you go to St. Mark's Square. A lot of times, you're going to be stepping in puddles. And because Venice is on the water, sometimes it floods. And, you know, there's a lot of birds and ducks and pigeons and things like that. And so when you go to St. Mark's Square, you just, you know, just wear some galoshes or boots, and that's just the way it is. However, when it's high tide, you might want to kind of get the hell out of there because it's really gets flooded. Well, now we're being told that Venice floods are higher than they usually are, and the actual town of Venice is flooding because of the highest tide in 50 years, and the mayor has called for a state of emergency. They've closed all schools because the city was submerged under aqua alta, which means high water or high tide. So for the mayor of Venice to say that the city was on its knees has called for a state of emergency. Outdoor restaurant tables and chairs were bobbing in waters. Tourists were forced to go into windows of high-end hotels. The water rose to about 6 feet. See, it's very interesting. When you go to a hotel, so our hotel, it was kind of a pain in the butt when we had to get to our hotel. Because you had to, from the airport, get to the water, and then you had to take a boat to get to Venice. And it was beautiful. Trust me, it was beautiful. And you're all excited. But then you get off the boat, and then you got to walk through the streets with your suitcases to get to the hotel. And then with the hotel, there's stairs. Okay, it's not going to be like Vegas where you could drive up and then there's valets or there's, you know, ramps or things like that. But you basically have to climb upstairs. And we're taking a whole bunch of luggage because, you know, we were on a two-week Europe trip. So we're taking up heavy, heavy bags upstairs. But thank God, because then the place wasn't flooded. They said on Tuesday, the water rose to about 6 feet before 11 p.m. When dawn broke, authorities were able to survey the damage. And Mayor Luigi Brugnaro of Venice told the Italian station Radio 24, "I've seen things in San Marco I thought I'd never see. It's a very difficult situation." Now, the mayor blamed climate change for the city's troubles and called for the rapid completion of a long-delayed barrier system. See, again, I don't understand why whenever something happens, everybody has to kind of bring politics into it. Climate change, and I mean, unless, is that what you have to do if you need a dike or a dam built or a barrier built? Is it that you need to put a political label on it so you guys get funds? Is that what's going on? Because then I get it. If nothing gets done when a city asks for it, and they have to say, look, this has to do with climate change, so now can we get funding so we get to put up some barriers? So the flooding was the second highest in the city's history after the disastrous flood of 1966. Now, that flood peaked at about 6.3 feet. They said last year, severe weather in Italy killed 11 people, and ferocious winds drove the high tide to Venice to more than 5 feet above sea level. So this is historic if it's six. So residents and tourists could be seen wading through the water in rain boots. The water invaded the ground floors of many historic palazzos, stores, restaurants, hotels. At least three Vaporetti Venice public transportation boats sank, Italian media reported. Now, some of you are thinking about the gondolas. Okay, the gondolas in Venice were pretty cool, but it wasn't authentic feeling. It looked like they were dressed up, you know, like Disneyland, in uniforms. And it was, you know, there was like a line and you pay a ticket and you, it wasn't like that, you know, oh, mademoiselle, I'll take, well, mademoiselle's French, but, you know, madame, I'll take you. And it just didn't have that romantic feel. And then it was really, really expensive too. And so we were like, we'll pass. It just, and I think some of them were even motorized. But if you can take an authentic gondola in Venice, you want to do that. So I bring this up because it's a beautiful city, and I'm a little nostalgic. Well, here's the thing. I have regrets. I don't think any of us should go through life having regrets. But I never traveled. I didn't have the money to travel. Or maybe I did, but I didn't think I did. And I was thinking, you know, going to Europe is going to be too expensive. Can't do it. Going around Europe is going to be too expensive. I got to be honest with you. The hotels in Europe are cheaper than the hotels in America. Getting around Europe is cheaper than getting around in America. If you could get to Europe, that's the tricky part. That's expensive. But if you could get to Europe, once you're there, you could do a lot. When people used to joke in the 80s that they could do Europe on $5 a day, they weren't really joking. I mean, now, probably $25 a day, but, you know, you could do it. I told you, we had a hotel in Rome about a mile from the Colosseum so we could walk. And this hotel was an Airbnb, and it was like a house. It was a three-bedroom house with washer-dryer for $150 a month. Or $150, I'm sorry, for $150 a night. Now, but it was a three-bedroom, $150 a night for hotels. Try to get that price in Las Vegas for a hotel. And we could do our laundry, we had the kitchen, so we could buy groceries, eat breakfast, save money. True, that's not $25 a day, but you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, it's a lot more doable, but just get over there. I was there a few years back, so I got to see Notre Dame, and I got to go in it. Now, with the fire, it's changed. When I went back this year, you couldn't even go in it, right? It's all walled off because they're repairing. You could barely see it. And I'm just grateful that I was able to go and see it. I mean, I have some regrets that I, you know, didn't see a lot of things that I wish I did. Fires destroy things. And you know, for those of you that are like, well, I'll do it later. Sometimes later never comes. And Venice has got to be on your list. It just has to. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we got some scoop on hiccups. We think we figured out why babies hiccup. I guess they think it has to do with their push to breathe and that these hiccups help regulate their breathing. We're also having some news how, and NPR is actually reporting this one, how we don't have a lot of new drugs coming down the pipeline when it comes to antibiotic-resistant germs. Well, that's something that we've been talking about for years. And I think the ACA kind of had a little bit of a stake in that. We also have, finally, an approved vaccine for Ebola. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Then we have cardiologists that have established how e-cigs can actually damage the brain, blood vessels, and lungs. So cardiologists have gotten involved and have been able to figure out some of the more minute details on what's going on there. But what's very, very interesting is a study we're going to talk about where in an editorial, they say that the mental health of PhD researchers demands urgent attention, where anxiety and depression among graduate students is worsening. And, you know, we've talked about anxiety and depression in medical students, dental students, you know, a whole variety of graduate studies. When do we have to intervene and make these schools less stressful? Or are they supposed to be stressful? Because that's how it prepares you for real life. I mean, how do you run a code? You know, how do you deal with mass trauma or a Boston Marathon bombing or an October 1 Las Vegas shooting in a low-stress environment? So when we get back, we're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.